Hey guys, so I wanted to check out a new phone here. We do have the Zenfone 5Z from ASUS. So this is their flagship offering for 2018, coming with some very nice specifications across the board and a very good price as well, about €400. So let's get this one unboxed and have a look what it does bring to the table. I think the last Zenfone I bought was the 3, because that seemed to be the better value in 2016. Zenfone 4 was a little bit weird. This one saying we love photo, so probably some emphasis on the photography here. And you do get a case with it, which is nice. Most of them are providing cases now. This is the device, as you can see, looking very nice and compact, about the same dimensions as the iPhone X. And your usual stuff comes in the form of a fast charger, Type-C, and earphones here, which look pretty decent. Your earbuds. And that's about it. Let's have a look at the device here. Oh, shiny one. Nearly hit the table. So they're coming with ASUS's legendary build quality here when it comes to that shine. Same as their laptops, very nice. And that has been since, I think, is it the second Zenfone, which was powered by Intel. Very nice looking handset, gotta say. They do know how to make some nice hardware. Does look very iPhone X at the back in terms of the cameras, but I'm not going to go too hard on them. You do have as well the notch as well at the top there. So I do enjoy it. I think it looks pretty awesome. But I think still, they could make it a little bit more innovative. They all seem to be having the same kind of build quality, really. Let's just power it on. DTS earphone, that said, so I'm guessing some audio enhancements, and we're in. So we're just going to quickly go through this. And we'll go through that later. Set up as new. Next, next. And let's go. So you got your face recognition, fingerprints, all on there. Next, next. Yeah, 100 gig Google Drive, which is a nice addition. And this is the interface here, as you can see. Let's just make this a bit brighter. Looks pretty nice. Is it OLED? I don't think so. So I think it's using the same kind of thing they used before. I remember the colors were very punchy on the Zenfone range, so this doesn't disappoint in that regard. So you have, I think, Android Oreo here. Just going to the support system. System updates. In fact, it's not going to find anything yet. Where is the Android? That is what I'm looking for. Android. There we go, 8.0. And April patch level. So there may be some updates when we connect it to the Wi-Fi. Let's just quickly do that. So this one, feels very nice and snappy, I gotta say. I mean, this is Zen UI, obviously, which is like a skin kind of thing, but it doesn't feel like a skin. It feels very snappy and, you know, good to use so far. And you have the Zenfone noises, which I do remember. I look at the themes here and stuff. So some nice preloaded themes there, as you can see. Looks very nice. Let's check out the camera. So, I'm not sure about the specs, I haven't really looked into it, but I'm sure you can look it up. It looked pretty good. Nevertheless, you can see nice and sharp there. And you do have quite a few modes here, as you can see. Video quality 4K, camera resolution 12 megapixel. I'm guessing you have your like bokeh modes and things like that as well. So let's just try, what's this? It's got a wide angle camera like your LG phones as well. So that makes for something interesting. It's a very nice looking handset here. As I said, you know, very affordable. Not going to break the bank. And we'll do some tests on it, see how it does perform going forward. So yeah, just a quick little video here. Hope you found it helpful. And I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.